This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is a Techno Gaze podcast. You can hear us live on Joy 94.9. Saturday afternoon from 5 p.m. via the live stream at joy.org.au/listen-live or tune your wireless in Melbourne to 94.9 FM.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, nail it, breathe it, change the point it to, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quickly write it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip and zip it, lock it, fill it, call it, find it.
Good afternoon, this is Techno Gaze here on Joy 94.9, the show where we gaze into the world of consumer electronics, gadgets and technology in this very special Radiothon edition of Techno Gaze. Radiothon, of course, for Joy 94.9 is one very special week of the year where we are looking for your... What are we looking for? For memberships?
Memberships.
To sign up. You can win some great prizes if you sign up. We love donations as well.
Can win a car.
Yes.
A car.
Oh, my God.
What's that ethereal voice?
I haven't done the introductions yet. I've got my...
No.
And we're of course in the studio here, but that voice there that you hear is Raina, who again
That's
joins
right.
us from all the way over in New Zealand. Hello.
Hello.
And we also have with us today Michael.
Hello. I was distracted.
There's an awful lot of hand signals going on in front of me right now.
Josh is changing microphones at the last minute without any notice.
So
Josh is there too.
Josh is in the studio as well.
Yeah, but I haven't turned on his channel, so you can't hear him. There we go.
Just reach over and turn on my own mic, you know.
Not how to reach over the panel.
Yes, so it is Radiothon this week here on Joy 94.9. There's some amazing prizes to sign up. So if you do sign up as a member during this week, you go in the draw for these amazing prizes. You also get the wonderful the feels for becoming a member of Joy 94.9.
Very important feels.
Great feels. And we will have more on those feels throughout the show.
Is that a proper word?
It is. It's a Tumblr word.
It's a Tumblr word.
That's right.
All the feels.
Clearly, Michael isn't on Tumblr yet. We need to
Absolutely
get him.
Absolutely not.
Now, on today's show, shall we start off with a quick shout out as well to, as we do every week here on TechnoGaze, all our Facebook likers for the past week, or most of them actually, because Facebook doesn't tell us all of them. But Alan, Lynn, Farn, Georgia, and Richard.
Welcome.
Welcome to our Facebook page, TechnoGaze Joy 949, if you're looking to search for us on Facebook. You can also text us in the studio, 0427 Joy 949, while we're here, and that would come right through to... that. I don't know if you heard that noise, but it was a notification of some sort. Possibly an email. And what other ways do we have to contact us today? Twitter?
At TechnoGaze, TCHNOG, whatever, TCHNOGAZD.
You can literally read it off the screen.
It's going off to a great start.
I don't have my glasses on.
Yes. Now, and if you do want to sign up as a member, you can call us 1300-JOY-949. Anywhere in Australia, that number works.
Or go to the website.
Or go to the
and join directly. So if you're listening overseas, even if this is after the broadcast, if you're listening to the podcast and you want to join or make a donation, we will read your name out on air next week.
Correct. Yes. So. The prize is that you can go into the draw. I think you have to be an Australian citizen to
Australian resident.
Resident to win those prizes. But yes, we love members from all overseas as well.
We accept money from everywhere.
Yes.
and the way the Australian dollar is, you know,
it's a really good deal.
It's a very good deal.
Mm. If it was
amazing deal.
Yeah.
Maybe less so over this side. I just get more feels that way.
Extra feels.
Now, shall we kick on with the actual show at hand? What are we going to talk about today? A bit of iOS vulnerability doesn't go astray.
Ah, again.
Yeah. Some surveillance laws must have full public debate, says top UK academics. That's going to be another one that we talk about later on.
Yeah, it's in our tinfoil section.
On the technology side, the founder of Silk Road, he's been run through the courts, and prosecutors are now at the stage where they're recommending the sentence.
And life in prison, I heard this afternoon.
Yes.
Yes, way above the what's usual for something like this. So, so we're going to have a bit of a chat about how society as a whole is being impacted by some technological changes, good, bad, and how it's affecting us.
Disintermediation for the bad. Don't you just love it when we drop that word, Radar?
All the time.
Now, and a bit of googly stuff later on as well should hopefully pop up. If we get through it all, of course. Now, we do love members here, so please do call us 1-300-JOY-949 and become a member. There's concessions available. There's if you're under 18, you can be a student and get a...
Guess what I'm doing during the ad break?
You're rejoining?
That's right.
Nice.
Excellent.
Good to keep our quota up.
Yes.
Not that it's a competition at all, but it would be lovely if you could do it in the next hour or so, everyone. That way we will get the numbers.
I think some special, you know, you can win a car.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Or if you do it outside of the show, put TechnoGaze in the message that you can do online so they'll know it's as a result of TechnoGaze.
We'll take those as our figures too. Yep.
Definitely. Yep. So
what else can you win?
So you can win dinner for two at the Colonial Tramcar Restaurant in Melbourne.
Actually, that would be an amazing prize.
Double passes to the Sing-Along Sound of Music.
Again, another amazing prize.
Double pass to a Golden Age of China exhibition at the National Gallery of Victoria.
Yes.
Double pass for Shifting Gear exhibition at the NGV.
Nice.
And a double pass to Shush by Elaine Murphy.
Cool.
Coming up. Some cool prizes. You all have to, you know, you've got to become a member to win, and that's one of the great things about being a member is you go into a draw for some fantastic prizes. I think I was listening to a show the other night, and there's, you know, Katy Perry tickets, and there's lots of stuff we give away all the time. So.
Yeah, and that's the thing. When you become a member throughout the year, you can still, by being a member, you can apply for prizes that are on offer. So it actually can pay for itself pretty easily if you get a Katy Perry set of tickets.
You know, you're paying, was it $72 for an individual, and what are show tickets going for these days?
Well, in excess of $72.
There's a whole bunch of people outside the studio waiting to take calls. I can't see them through the balloons right now, but I'm sure they're there.
Party atmosphere.
We missed the balloon drop before. Yes. Josh, can you organise it, please?
No.
No.
Now, iOS. This one's actually tugged at my little heartstrings.
Why is this? Are you fond of iOS?
Well, I do have a number of devices that maybe run on iOS.
Including a new one.
You remember our deal before the show?
Yeah. I have a new watch. It is of an unknown brand.
Have a nice screen?
It does. It's got a beautiful screen and a beautiful band as well. I'm quite happy with it.
I'm a bit concerned that his watch face is a photo of me, but you know.
Should get that looked into.
Yeah.
So, with the iOS security vulnerability, is your watch affected by this?
Well, apparently it is. I haven't.
Let's talk about it.
Yes, I've. So, what is it? A specially crafted 75 character message. Known as the string of death or effective power. What?
It's true. This is the message that people were sending through. It says effective power and then some weird little Unicode strings that crashes your phone.
Right.
It's pretty good.
How many people have you sent it to, Raina?
None. I don't think I can actually get it on my phone without crashing my phone.
Well, we couldn't put it in the show document because it would have crashed all of our devices.
So apparently, by just sending this, all it needs to do is be sent to a phone that displays those messages like the notification screen. Or
so reading up, it only works on it only works on the notification screen. So. If you're in your text or surfing it on the internet, it's not going to crash. It's only when it shows up on that main, on the actual main screen.
Mm.
And on the notifications panel, apparently, as well.
Okay. Yep.
Right.
No fun.
And that's the thing, that it's actually part of a problem with the Apple's core text library, which means it's a problem for pretty much every device, right?
Yeah, OS X, so laptops and stuff, and servers, I guess. But it's in one way, but in another way, it's good, because what it shows is that Apple is actually reusing the same code across its broad range of product, which...
This is an interesting argument that always comes up.
Is it good or bad?
Is diversity a good thing or a bad thing when it comes to... Especially when you're talking about organisms like viri and so forth.
But at least this way you fix the bug once and it gets fixed in multiple devices, whereas if you had five different versions, you could potentially have five different bugs to fix.
Seeing the good side of the story there.
Yes.
You're taking care of the amount of resources required to fix this bug, aren't you? Yes. As an overhead often would.
Rather than one bug affecting multiple devices.
Well, I guess the flip side of that, of course, is Apple is a world... like, they've got so many devices out there. The fix is not just to fix the code, it's also to get that code out the ether, of course. Now, yes. So, we are waiting on information from Apple. There is a fix available if you've jailbroken your iPhone, which, of course, Apple do not recommend. But it's one way of getting yourself around it.
One of the things that Apple has said to do if you do happen to get that message and it crashes your phone is to ask Siri to mark all the messages as read. And then reply to the malicious message, apparently.
Of course, because asking Siri is not using the core text services, is it? It's just using Siri's services, which is probably not vulnerable in the same way. Interesting.
It's amazing how quick the world come up with a fix to a technical, problem as soon as something happens. He's had a fix. It's been out 10 minutes later. Someone's like, "Oh, I found a fix."
Yeah. Of course, the actual fix they need is to
rewrite the code.
Yeah. Hopefully that it will be forthcoming.
Otherwise, there's going to be lots of people sending texts for the next couple of weeks. I've already got it a couple of times from people, but
oh, really?
Clever enough to turn off the notification screen because I knew they were going to be sending this.
Always helpful.
Crash us if you can.
Now, just on another very quickly, Google Chrome has gained MIDI support, which enables web-based synths and what are DAWs? Digital audio something.
He's putting the question out there and I have no idea.
Yes.
Yeah, but basically, any musical instrument that connects via MIDI can talk to other devices via your Chrome browser now.
See, as soon as you start talking about MIDI and web browsers, I'm just thinking of the original, early 2000s when you open up a web page and
it's got a little background music. But they were brilliant because they were so lightweight in terms of download requirements, because MIDIs are just the data required to play the notes, not the actual
music
wave form itself. So... And MIDI still is in very wide use today to connect up synths and so forth to all the computer.
Yeah, and it's evolved a little bit too, because I think it started off with its own proprietary connector and now it's available through USB.
Yes, which, if it's going to be an accepted sort of system, then, hey, that's probably part of it.
Mm.
So, yeah, interesting, though, to see that Google are trying to really push this, be in the cloud. Is this going to be the start of a whole bunch of musical programs available through Google?
Well, you'd kind of hope so, but I'm thinking that with the amount of lag that you get, it would be really hard to... For example, say you're all using Chrome and your MIDI devices or whatever.
Yes.
All you need is about 10 or 15 milliseconds, probably less, of lag, thanks to
and
whatever.
And sounds
you're
dreadful,
sound pretty shonky.
Yeah, it's... I think for audio particularly, like you'd need to be in a very ping-responsive location. Mm. Mm. Anyway, this is TechnoGaze here on Joy 94.9. It is Radiothon week this week here on Joy, so do sign up and become a member. We love new members here at Joy for many, many reasons, one of which is... I put together my top three, didn't I?
You did.
I did. This is all focus on me now, isn't it?
We'll start off with you and we'll do a round robin.
So one of the things about Joy that I love is the ability to meet a wide variety of people. There is actually, I would say there's true diversity here. I've worked in many locations before. I work out on site in various clients. But this place here at Joy is the most diverse place I've ever... You know, you can literally meet politicians in the same day as you meet, a bondage and discipline master, right?
Often they're the same person, just with fake names.
One's with mask on, one's without. But that's I guess to illustrate the type of organization that we run here. It is really truly about diversity because that's what our mission statement is about. But it attracts such a high caliber of people as well as the parts of society that perhaps aren't as open and talked about as well. And that's a brilliant thing. I think that without that, we miss out on a lot.
And very inclusive, so everyone's welcome, you said.
And the beautiful thing is it's broadcast. So we're broadcasting this out to the world, both Melbourne through FM radio and out to the world via an internet stream. You can tune in any time of the day and hear us. And we can't do that without money, without members, without donations. So please do become a member here at Joy. 1-300-569-949 is the phone number to call. Or you can go online, joy.org.au, and there's a banner right there, front and centre, for you to become a member. Shall we come back with more tech talk in just a few moments?
And more radiothon talk
yes.
as well.
Yes.
Now, David from South Melbourne has SMS'd in on 0427JOY949 to let us know what the acronym DAW stands for. We're clearly not audiophile enough here in the studio. So, of course, it stands for Digital Audio Workstation. Thank you,
now,
David.
Isn't it weird that a radio station would probably be full of those things, but no. None of us knew?
I guess it's like a... there's no sort of keyboards, as in musical keyboards, in the studios here. It's all very much a waveform-based operation.
That is true.
Perhaps.
We're very IT-focused, aren't we?
Well, yes. Yeah. Not, the music, what's that? I don't know. It's just a track we play, right? Anyway, now...
It's a digital asset. Isn't that the correct...
Now, we're all about teamwork here on TechnoGaze. It's a team effort, and the theme of Joy's Radiothon this year is Remember, as you may have just heard. Now, we have on the line one of our team members here for TechnoGaze, Luke Miller. Hello, are you there?
Hello, hello.
It's excellent to hear your voice, Luke.
Resubscribe Joy FM.
Yes.
No, it's crashed. It crashed. Oh, well.
Oh, what?
No.
Now, we're actually wanting to ask you, while we've got you on the line, Luke, what, because it's all about Remember and it's all about memories of Joy. What do you think of when you think of Joy, when you listen to Joy, when you put your mind, maybe when you come into the studio here? What?
Man, where to begin? I guess community. Like, I'm a big fan of community radio, and Joy FM is just a jewel in the crown. Like, Melbourne has the best community radio scene in the world, I reckon. And Joy FM is just, absolutely top tier, and just over the years, there's been really great sort of shows like The Rainbow Report and Allegro Non Troppo. I mean, I grew up with those shows, and, these days I've got Sci-Fi and Scream and TechnoGaze and...
good drop there.
Oh, the Royal Daltons. Yeah, I thought I'd throw that one in. Royal Daltons. And, it's all on the podcast now. I probably listen to the podcast more than I listen to it over the air, which I think is a really healthy development.
And we are one of the most prevalent podcasters, I guess, out of all the community broadcasters in Australia. We've got a wonderful team of podcast producers here at Joy, and all of which are also volunteers doing that work. So, it's about dedication to get that stuff out.
And I do think a little bit of it's kind of our Melbourne's gift to the world, because it's so community based. And if you ever go into the Joy Studios, there's just sort of this really sort of family atmosphere almost, I guess.
Aww.
And I love the idea that, when you're overseas, or even if you're not Australian, you can just kind of tune in and you're getting a little slice of sunshine, really.
And I like the fact that we've got listeners in the States and in Europe and in Asia, and it's not only our show, it's other shows as well, either listening live or listening to podcasts.
Yes, I know of one in London right about now, actually.
Yeah,
just saying. Yeah, no, but thank you, Luke, for your efforts helping us out with the show every now and then. Of course, you know, we hope to have you back very soon, and thank you for making the time to be on the phone for us right now.
My pleasure. Good luck with the subscriber phone.
Fingers crossed. Have a good evening. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
That was Luke Miller, of course. Luke is famous for the game My Ex-Boyfriend, the Space Tyrant, which is you know, at the forefront of gaming, I guess, in putting a gay male character front and centre, and, you know, making that as being the entire storyline, I guess.
And if you jump into the archives for our podcast, you can hear all about when the game was released and all the sorts of things that he had to do to get it there. It's amazing.
Yes. Particularly, didn't you have some concerns around, what's the online gaming service?
Steam.
They were going through the throes of approving it and not approving it or whatever, and that was a bit of a...
It's actually a good show, that one.
Hmm.
I think I was on it.
Must be great.
It must be awesome.
Now, let's keep making this a great show. What else is there to talk about today on Techno Gaze? Oh, we're in the tinfoil hat section. I love this.
I forgot the sound effect.
Crunchy, crunchy, crunch, crunch.
So, the Australian Law Enforcement agencies have banded together to set up a national face recognition database.
Yeah, they're hoping to take photos from passports and driver's licences and visa applications to seed the database to look out for bad guys.
I guess we all missed that little...
What could possibly go wrong?
I guess we all missed that little checkbox when we had our photos taken at the post office that said, this will eventually be included in the National Register, and you're consenting to that right now by us taking the photo.
It's kind of got to a point now where government agencies or governments around the world have sort of decided, you know, it's a free-for-all. All the information that you submit to us, no matter which agency you submit it to us through, is now fair game for every other agency as well. So it's really, like... I'd hate to say it, but it's actually not a massive surprise that they've decided to go down this path. You know, it's
when you think about it, it's almost a logical step to make. But where's the discussion? Where's the debate?
I think if the sole purpose of this is to catch criminals, then sure.
This you know, takes us into the lovely territory of what's the intent versus what the actual use is. And of course, when these systems are put in place, you have authorities and multiple authorities who have access to it. All it needs is one single person to have access to it who may not be so, you know, across the legalities of use of said system. And suddenly it's vulnerable. It's available for all.
We hear it all the time of people saying, oh, you know, officer such and such was arrested for misappropriate use of... Mm. Of the database system.
Yeah. And it could be something simple like, in relative terms, a small thing that affects a small number of people, like just, you know, looking up someone's details for a friend or whatever, which, you know, like on the scale of things is a small thing. I'm sure for the people that are involved in that situation, it's not. But, you know, it could also become a much bigger thing, you know, when you have... people in agencies that maybe are affiliated with organisations that aren't, you know, this is like cloak and dagger stuff here that we're talking about. But
the other thing is, you know, we have a political regime today that's quite open and friendly. What's it going to be like in the future? And suddenly if you've got all of this surveillance in place and ability to track people, and you've got a government in there that is more... What's the word?
Open with sharing their data?
Yes, and closed at free speech, then it's not good.
Oh, so Mark Powney, you in 2014 were recorded going down the Swanson Street walk at this time, therefore that means you were...
You're implicated
in something.
And we heard your conversation because your iPhone was in your pocket or your watch was on your wrist. And
not far from my mouth.
And you said this.
Yeah, so it's quite concerning stuff that's going on there. There's also talk about building a national firearms interface, badly acronymed. What's the acronym of that?
I do love the acronym of NFI.
How's that used in common parlance?
Well, national firearms interface.
Oh, right, okay.
The idea of this this interface is to hold a record of every gun in Australia, detailing every event in a firearm's existence, and providing the ability to trace the firearm from foundry to furnace.
And in true government style, was approved in 2012, and they haven't done anything with it yet.
They're still thinking about it.
But this is quite a good initiative if it ever gets off the ground.
Yeah, I guess it's the flip side, isn't it? Like, guns, you know, they're really only used for pretty bad things.
There are a lot of sports recreational shooters out there that would probably disagree. But
probably a few people that live in the bush as well would have some questions for you.
Yes. But there is, yeah. So it's another aspect of it is perhaps, you know, when it's of an object that is... and you know, something that's used by people as opposed to information about people itself.
Yep,
that may be a slightly different.
Well, you know, I'm sure Apple probably have more knowledge of where all their iPhones are as opposed to what guns are currently in Australia.
Well, that's true.
That would be very true. Yes.
And they can disable their iPhones remotely, whereas you can't necessarily disable guns remotely at this stage.
At this stage,
anyone who has my mobile number right now can disable my phone number.
Well, probably even your iMessage as well, right?
Effective power.
I better just shut iMessage on my phone. Yeah.
Send. Let's see if it works.
Now, Interpol. They're pretty keen to get amongst some of our lovely data as well.
Yeah, so and Aussie police are involved in this, aren't they? Mm. Interpol wants to, what is it, the Asia-Pacific nations, they want to send biometric data to them so that they can track bad guys.
Yeah, so Australia and surrounding nations have been, highlighted by Interpol to say that you guys are very bad at providing this biometric data. We get it from other areas around the world, and it's very hard to work here. And Australia says, oh, but we're very happy to cooperate and everything else. But in reality, according to Interpol, we have too many separate state-based organisations, and all the bureaucracy to get this data is too hard, which maybe is a good thing, actually, because... Again, what do they request?
It's nice to know that, you know, Interpol isn't just saying, hey, give us your data, and we're saying, yes, sure, here it is.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Here's the feed. The pipe.
Definitely, yes. Jurisdiction is important when it comes to information crossing borders.
Yeah, and a lot of privacy advocates are rightly asking questions about this and the other thing as well, going, well, you know, how exactly is this going to get used and how is the data going to get there and what exactly is going on?
All those important questions that never get answered by these
days. Why don't they have answers for us?
I would really love a bit of, you know, track your data website where you can just see this is everything we know about you in what we're willing to share. Yeah. And this is what we're using it for. These are the organisations that can see your data.
And didn't Ben Grubb try to get that out of Telstra and sort of 360 or 800 days later, he sort of got part of it?
And a court case, yeah.
600-something, wasn't it? Yeah. A couple of years?
That's a long time.
Then by the time you get it, it's just all these black lines all over it saying, you can't have this, you can't have this, you can't have this.
Yeah, we can't tell you where you were.
Now, you're listening to Techno Gaze. It is Radiothon week this week. We have had one membership so far, so please do sign up through the phone. 1-300-JOY-949 is the phone number to call us on. You can also do it online, joy.org.au. Become a member at $72 for a individual full membership.
$96 for family.
$36 for a concession.
And $22 if you're under 18.
The brilliant thing about the family membership is it, as long as there's two adults in that family, the rest can be consistent of teddy bears, they can be consistent of children.
Goldfish.
Goldfish. Yep, whatever you want. So $96 for family. We love all sorts of families here at
And
Joy.
If you're a business listening, you can sign up for a business membership for $165. And it's tax deductible.
It is. Perfect time for tax time.
Madness.
You're on Joy. Techno Gaze. Well, we've just had a second membership sign up.
Woohoo.
Yes.
From a familiar name.
Okay. It was me. I told you I was going to do it.
Yeah, and you did. Fulfilled on promise.
And it could not be easier to do it online, let me tell you.
It is, yes. We try to...
Well, it probably could be a bit easier.
Actually, there's a new feature this year. You can schedule your recurring membership renewal.
Right.
Yes.
So set and forget.
Yes. If you're a long-time supporter of Joy and you just sometimes don't remember to sign up, you can always tick that box. Yep. Very easy. Mm. Now, we're asking our faithful helpers, because it is all about Radiothon, and the theme of Radiothon this week is Remember. We're asking people what they think of when they think of joy. And we have on the line Craig. Of course, Craig is our resident scientist. Is he not? Is he there? He's sniggering. There he is.
Hey!
Now, Craig, thank you for joining us on this lovely Saturday evening here on Joy 94.9. What do you think of when you think of joy? What sticks in your memory?
Well, I just really like the fact that there is a safe place for people to talk about themselves. I think sometimes there are some aspects of queer culture and even just, you know, aspects of people themselves that they sometimes feel self-conscious about, and having a safe space where people can go and talk to like-minded people is amazing.
A safe and supportive place, in fact. I think there's a lot of support around, mainly because, you know, we think in similar terms. Like, we all have very similar experiences when it comes to stuff that's close to our hearts. Maybe not the same experiences, but very similar. And so we can always, as a team here at Joy, we tend to understand where everyone's coming from.
Yeah, well, I was always really grateful that you guys approached me to help with the show, because, you know, it was great finding, you know, like-minded people who were really lovely, who could talk the kind of stuff that I wanted to talk about.
It gives me the shivers up and down the spine. Thank you very much for helping us out here on the show as well, Craig. It's very much appreciated. And thank you for taking some time out on this wonderful Saturday evening. Now, we are, of course, doing a show of technology. We like to talk tech. And what else is on the list of things? Yeah.
Well, there's been that story, as you said earlier on, about the Silk Road prosecution.
Yes.
And how something that I think, what's normally 20 years maximum for this type of crime, they're looking at life imprisonment.
Mm.
You know, that actually was the sentence happened today.
Oh, was he sentenced?
He was sentenced today.
Ah,
right.
To life in prison. And no, I'm not actually sure that it was supposed to be a maximum of 20 years of prison, but because there are a lot of charges.
Yeah,
chances are really good that, you know, they kind of got to add up or whatever.
I think,
the minimum was 20 years in prison.
Right.
Yes.
For one of the charges, and the other ones were, I guess, whatever calculator thing that they do.
Hmm.
I don't really know a lot about the system, but Catherine B. Forrest, who is the judge of that, put him away. He's 31 years old, so he's going to be spending a few years in prison.
But essentially they made an example out of him and threw it
in maximum. From reading online this morning, the first consecutive sentence was 25 years, and there was another sentence for 25 years, and then a life sentence on top of that. So they've basically said, that's it, you're going away. And I think one of the comments from the judge was, you're the same as any other criminal, and you'll stay that way.
Yeah, and one of the big arguments that the defence are trying to make is that it's actually not as harmful, they reckon, to be selling drugs online because it's not on the streets, blah, 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 blah. And the judge basically said, you know, that sounds like a load, basically. One of the other quotes that she said, you were captain of the ship as Dread Pirate Roberts and you made your own law. You know, a bit of a nautical thing.
It's an interesting sort of counterpoint to that is the fact that, like, yeah, it might have taken it off the streets, but it's also facilitating, you know, hundreds of thousands of transactions in a given day.
Mm-hmm. Making it easier, yeah.
You know, and he was the founder of this system, being Silk Road, so...
He provided the framework within which this operated, but I don't believe he was the one that was actually going in there with the transactions. And I think, to me, this raises a broader issue of how is the law up to speed with the way that technology is changing, and how is society up to speed with that and coping with that?
I'm not sure that that's the question.
No?
Look, it's. I mean, I think that the case actually seems to have covered that quite well. They certainly didn't shy away from examining how this was different.
Right.
And in fact, there's a really great read on Wired.com. There's a lot of great reads on Wired.com about this case, but there's one really big one. It's divided up into two bits, and it talks about all kinds of evidence that was gathered and stuff like that. And it's not just, you know, a guy that was running eBay for drugs. He was out there allegedly, or, you know, I guess he could have been convicted of that as well, is ordering hits on people.
Hmm. Oh,
I mean,
okay.
Yep. We're talking about some seriously massive drug kingpin stuff. We're not talking about some guy who, you know, is an innocent bystander
just,
while other
just
mean people
do mean things.
Just
writing a website in the corner type thing. He's not just that.
No.
He's actually, you know, getting involved in that.
It was a business and he knew what was happening with it. I think that was where, that's probably what got him put away for it.
Yes. Mm.
Now, there will be an appeal, according to his defence lawyer, and we will see whether or not any of that gets any legs. But I don't know. It's going to be a long time, I reckon.
Yes. Now, another member has signed up. Thank you, Donna. Of course, another part of the team here on Technogaze. Donna has signed up for membership.
We could just get the entire team to sign up again today, and that would probably give us some stats.
And a wonderful donation of $50 is included in that. In fact, oh, sorry, it is a donation of $50. I think she's already a member, so she probably could only donate.
Yep.
No point signing up as a member when you already are one.
Well, if you do sign up, it does add to your membership, so it doesn't just cancel. You sign up for whatever your membership is plus the 12 months on top of it.
Oh, hey, that's so cool.
It is very cool.
So if you do want to get into the prize draw, you can still become a member and not lose out at all. It just carries your membership forward. Beautiful. We're all about the prizes here during this radiothon. Now
they are great prizes too.
Yes, that smart car from Mercedes-Benz.
They're pretty cool. They are pretty cool.
They're pretty tiny, which would be great for parking.
We had one of these last year that we gave away, and one of the cool perks of what we get to do around here is I drove one to one of our little outside broadcast location, and it's a fantastic little thing to drive.
Mm.
So give them a bit of a plug there. They're great. People might think it's compact, but they're actually really great.
Can you park it at a 90 degree angle in a
nose
parallel
first.
Park?
I think help of two strong men, you probably could.
Now, also in government technology news, this is one that might be close to your heart, Raina.
Something happening across the ditch.
Oh, yes.
The flag is up for renewal in New Zealand, I believe. The New Zealand government have put what is it called? Engaging with governments.
They are. So, and remembering that I'm actually a public servant now, so I have to be very careful. So the New Zealand government has a website that it's put up to engage with the public to say, well, if you could change the New Zealand flag, which has been talked about for some time, what would it look like? And they're like, yep, wisdom of crowds, wah, 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 we're gonna crowdsource all this. And they have had so many submissions, and a lot of people have put a lot of time into MS Paint or whatever else it is that they use.
I've seen some of the examples.
Keeping my public service face on here, so you guys can have a giggle. I, of course, would not.
No, all submissions are welcome, right?
All submissions are welcome, although some submissions are a lot more striking than others, and it's starting to get picked up around the country and around the world as well. Mm-hmm. Some of the favourites, and there's one, for example, that is basically the Australian flag set up like a computer game where little spaceships are shooting out some of the stars. there's another one with a Kiwi shooting a green laser into the corner of a black flag.
Love it.
Isn't there a Technogaze special?
Pew, pew. Pew, pew, pew.
An IT-related one?
Mm-hmm. There is a QR code.
Yeah. What does the QR code resolve to?
www.newzealand.com. There's one in the usual square shape, and there's another one where it's kind of been tilted sideways so that it looks a little bit like the Southern Cross.
Oh,
so, which I think is actually cool. Pretty good. There's also, you know, there's quite a few sheep. There's a hokey pokey ice cream. There's Pepe the frog with the current New Zealand flag on his belly in the shape of a kiwi.
It's going to be some tough choices from the New Zealand government there.
Well, this is actually going to a vote. So, look, there are a lot of very serious and well-thought-out designs, and once the people of New Zealand have had a chance to submit some things and have a look, they'll be able to vote for it.
But not online?
No, 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 as in a normal sort of a referendum. So that will be happening in some months. So that there will be a shortlist. So I'm not really sure if the laser firing key is goer, but it's but who can say? So it's been a pretty interesting experiment in crowdsourced government.
Yeah, and I guess you know, say. Well done for New Zealand to actually go ahead and do it in that way. I mean, I'm sure someone somewhere in the government agency that runs this would have thought maybe there will be a whole bunch of funny entries. So, you know.
Well, yeah, they have had some people working pretty hard on the moderation. There's been an accompanying thing which is on a different site, which is, you know, what do you stand for as a Kiwi? And, right. you know, lots of people putting in great things like, you know, I stand for family and whanau and all the rest of it. And I stand for old ladies on the bars and I stand for this and that. So that's been sort of informing, I guess, informing people's values and stuff as well. And there's been quite a lot of work put into it. Kind of interesting.
Indeed. Now, while we're just taking a quick breather, Michael, you're a lovely member of this team.
I am.
What would you say when you think of joy? What do you think of? What comes to mind? What are your memories? What are your things?
I've got lots of memories, but I think the biggest thing is this concept of transparency, that sexuality is irrelevant when you are here.
Right.
It really just folds into the background, and you forget sometimes, you know, that people are attracted to same-sex attraction or whatever the case may be, because, you know what, we talk and we act with people as if they're people and not labelling them because of this or that. And that,
yeah,
I think,
you're not looking
really
over
powerful.
Your shoulder all the time.
Yeah, and I think that's wonderful. And I have to pull myself up because, you know, I might be talking to somebody and I think about my daughter and this guy's the same age and I think, oh, you know, they might be nice and good together and think, oh, hang on a minute, that's not going to work. So it's like, just forget about it totally.
Yes, no, it is very open. Place here at Joy.
Yeah, and it's also, I guess, taught me to be more accepting of people as well.
Yeah.
Which I think is great. Mm. We can all learn.
We can indeed. You're listening to Technogaze here on Joy 94.9. It's Radiothon week this week, and we'll be back with a bit more of that in a few moments.
Technogaze.
Hi, this is Marsha Hines. It's important that you support Joy and the Radiothon because without that, we won't exist. So hear me and do what you can.
The celebrities that we have on Joy is just phenomenal as well. For such a tiny community radio station that we are, in terms of actual size compared to most radio stations, we are community radio stations, we're quite big. We've got 300-odd volunteers. But the pool that we have to get the likes of Marsha Hines, the likes of, you know, leaders of... I think the leader of the opposition here in Australia signed up this morning.
Yeah, so he signed up this morning on Saturday Magazine.
With a family membership. So we have all sorts of people who've...
To give people, and I'm sure it's been mentioned before on it, was some of the people that, you know, Marsha Hines and stuff, for instance, will go out of their way to actually help Joy out with events and stuff, or... You know, we'll give our music director a call or an email and say, hey, I'm releasing a new single. I want you guys to have it first.
Wow, yeah.
You know, we get some amazing, amazing pull in the community.
And it says a lot about the special place in perhaps their hearts that Joy is to them. You know, that's, I think, existent for anyone who gets involved here in one way or another. You know, I get a bit tingly when I think of, you know, the things that Joy has done, the some of the stories that you hear about, you know, people who have come out and how it's actually helped, you know, bring to bear some of the biggest, you know, parts of people's lives. It's a true, you know, we need to keep this voice on air. So please do become a member here on Joy 94.9 because we do need money to do that. What are the numbers? How much do we require to run?
Our previous president and Saturday Magazine co-host always says, you know, we're on air, but we don't run on air. You know, estimated costs and stuff, really hard to kind of work out. But Joy is someone who is self-funded. We don't get... handouts from the government. We don't get regular contributions from any kind of major corporate body.
Yep.
Everything we do is from sponsorship, from our membership, donations.
Our cap's always in our hand. And this week it's in hand for individuals and families at home who listen. If you listen to Joy, you must find us interesting. So in order to, you know, show your support, I presume.
That's it. And you know, as memberships that start as low as you know, $36 for a concession, which means, you know, anyone can sign up if you're,
it's
you
very
know,
accessible.
You're unemployed or low, you know, under 18, $22. So students can sign up for a concession membership, $36 now. You go into the chances to win some amazing, you know, some amazing, you know, like obviously Radiothon's always the big prizes. We've got, you know, we're giving away a $21,000 car.
Mm.
But wow.
There are, you know, as we said at the start of the show, listening during the week, there are some great giveaways that we do that, you know, exclusive tickets and, you know, Pancake Parlor are one of our sponsors. Now, we give away $25 vouchers nearly every second day.
Mm.
You know, you're signing up for a concession membership, you win two of them, you've paid for your membership and you've had a great dinner. So,
yep. Yeah, and like you said, it's all the time. It's not just around Radiothon. It's week in, week out.
Yeah. So we've got the special prizes, of course, for Radiothon, but throughout the year, it's something that you can, if you're just tuning in and you want to sign up for that prize,
we work our backsides off to make sure that, you know, there is a value for the buck and the prizes are, you know, if you think that, you know, and there's some people that just go, look, I'll give the $96 to Joy for your membership and they don't, you know, never enter a prize. But for those that want to know the value of of the dollar, you can, you know, you're paying a small fee to win some great prizes.
Mm. Yes, and speaking of things that are close to people's hearts, we just had a message from Michael Armitage, I do believe, who may be a relative of a certain...
Someone we know.
gratuitous parent communication. Great to hear the lovely voice of Raina back on Joy.
Aww.
Call us back. Is that the...
And why haven't you phoned home?
Yeah.
Call your dad.
But for those, I don't know if we mentioned at the start of the show, it was Raina's joining us from across the ditch.
Yes.
Right.
In New Zealand.
Can you tell?
From a lovely little bit of technology. And, you know, again, all these lovely little bits of technology cost dollars.
Yes. Yes,
you know,
we do get mates, or not mates rates, but community broadcast rates or
not-for-profit,
non-profit
yep.
rates. But still, it does cost money. And
that's not for everything either.
Yeah.
And it's not just for me sort of, you know, boring you about my opinions or anything either. That's the technology that got you updates from Eurovision.
Eurovision, yep. Oh my gosh.
Last week. And all of the things that are done out in the community.
All the outside broadcasts.
Every time we do an outside broadcast, you know, it's all done over these bits of technology. And for us to bring you the great things that we do all the time, they cost money.
Sad to say.
Now, new technology. We're all about technology here on Technogaze and some things that are outside of the studio, perhaps. But the Android operating system is about to come in a car form.
Yes. There's loads of Android stuff this week, isn't there?
Yes.
Just had Google I.O. the last few days.
Ah, that would explain it. Right.
Mm.
I haven't been across that part of it, but yes.
Android Auto is, it actually got announced some time ago, but it's finally made it to its first car. So you could get a Pioneer unit that, that, you know, you could put in your car aftermarket, but this is the first car that it's built right into. And it's kind of like Chromecast, except, you know, you cast to your car instead of a TV. And, it's amazing.
And apparently, the good thing about that is that, you can upgrade your phone, whatever version of Android it is, but you don't need to do anything to the car and it'll still work.
Right.
Because obviously you don't upgrade your car as often as your phone. Well, most people don't.
So the car side of it is a very lightweight part of it. It's just accepting the stream and that's about it, right?
Yeah, cause it's like a remote touchscreen.
Okay. And it's what...
So all the... Sorry.
I was just going to ask, is it to send music to your sound system? Is there... maps
Is it just a mirror of your phone or is it...
So it's like Chromecast. So you're basically just... putting something onto the in-car system, but your phone's doing all the heavy lifting. So you can use it as a touch input device, so obviously you shouldn't be fiddling with your phone, but you can, you know, pull over and do your map stuff using that.
And it uses speakers from the car and the microphone that may be built in for your phone call as
very
well.
Clever.
Exactly right.
Mm.
Yeah, which is kind of cool. So, you know, you can obviously do what you like with your phone. You can have your own version of Android or whatever it is. And as long as all of those bits and pieces are compatible with your car, great.
Now, Apple have got something similar with their... is this called CarPlay?
CarPlay, yes.
Which is a very similar type technology of screen mirroring.
Mm.
And they've been out, in a few cars. But, yeah, as you said, this is the first time that it's come out on a production vehicle straight from the factory.
Mm. Mm.
This is on the 2015 Hyundai Sonata.
Now, just sourcing some information from our friends at Ausdroid.
That's right. They were all over the Android news this week and every week.
Yes. Android M, not yet officially named, but it's a new hotness.
No, I wrote that. Oh, well, maybe they wrote that as well. I wrote that in our show
Do
homework.
Do you know what M stands for?
It could stand for milkshakes. So this is actually something that you can see on a number of blogs and Reddit as well, I think, is that Dave Burke, who's the VP of Engineering, was doing a presentation at the keynote. He had his Android Wear on, and on the screen was a picture of a milkshake. So could be. I think it sounds legit.
I wonder what theme song they're going to use with that release.
So what are some cool...
They're like, it's better than yours.
So what are the new features of M?
Stacks of new features.
There's a new standby mode, isn't there?
There is. So it's more like a doze sort of mode rather than standby. So
power nap.
Rather than... kind of. Well, rather than, you know, just blanking the screen and your phone still working hard doing whatever, it naps a lot of the apps on the phone that aren't really a big deal, but alerts and alarms and things like that still have power. And the way that it works apparently is by using motion detection to notice when your phone's been kind of abandoned. So, you know, like you're sitting there, you've got your phone on the desk or whatever like that, it can probably still tell that you're around. But if it hasn't seen you moving around for an hour and it's just sort of left alone in your office or something, then I'm not sure how long actually it would take to have a nap. But, yeah, it has to think about that.
It's quite smart.
You've neglected me, so I'll go to sleep.
Well, basically.
Until you need it for an emergency, it's like, just give me a minute, I'm waking up.
Well, maybe. But, I mean, things like your alarms and stuff like that should apparently work a bit better that way.
Yes.
But other apps like, you know, Angry Birds or whatever it is that people are doing probably can snooze.
There's a whole bunch of other news that came out of Google I.O., which we'd love to touch on right now, but we are running out of time, including there's some Andrew Play... the Wear, as Rated mentioned as well.
You can draw emoji on the screen of your watch now, and it will turn it into the real emoji.
Wow.
So cool.
There's some lovely insertions of emojis in the documents.
That's right.
Is that an albergine there?
No, we won't go into the contents.
Anyway. Now, we're coming to the end of the show, but we'll be back with a quick wrap-up just in a few moments. You're listening to TechnoGaze on Joy 94.9.
TechnoGaze.
Hi, this is Bonnie Lithgow. Are you supporting the GLBTI Voice of Melbourne? Become a member during Radiothon on Joy. Call 1-300-569-949 and sign up now.
That's a very good question, Bonnie. Are you at home supporting us here at the only GLBTIQ radio station in Australia?
It's really easy. Get online, joy.org.au, or you can give us a call on
1-300-JOY-949.
It's too easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's really easy. Should be doing it now.
That is all we have time for this episode of TechnoGaze here. It always runs very quickly when we're at this time slot for some reason. if you've missed any part of the show, or perhaps you're looking to peruse previous episodes, you can do so by checking out our podcast, which is joy.org.au/technogaze. Happily, I can say it's up to date right now. Up next is a special episode of A Touch of Pink. It's actually a reunion special because we get the presence of Dick, of course, but we also get Dennis and we also get Adam, who is...
They're all coming back.
Very prolific co-host of A Touch of Pink. Thank you, Josh, for joining us in the studio.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael, for pressing buttons. Thank you, Raina, for being where you are in Wellington.
Being near the internet.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
I hope everyone has a great week, and we'll be back with more next week.
TechnoGaze on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.